Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM.
Country leader 94.9 KISS FM. It is Smith and Nelson doing it for your morning. Got 4th of July coming up here before we blink on Monday. Kind of doing the thing around town here where it's like, what are we going to do for entertainment? Not having the festivities over at the mall, not having a fireworks show at the mall.
Yeah, there is going to be 4th at the 4th, but no fireworks attached to that.
And that's definitely earlier in the day. I think it's 10 to 4.
Right.
But still some fun. I mean, food trucks and live music going on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Details with your KISS FM mobile app. Sealy Lake looks like the place that's doing it up right.
Apparently.
They're going to have 4th of July fireworks over the water, but that's just the highlight of the... kind of the end of the night, obviously.
Right, they're gonna have a huge thing kind of going on throughout the day.
How about the annual pancake breakfast and car show, followed by the free pig roast barbecue, then the parade downtown through Sealy Lake, the annual rubber duck race, the boat parade, free live music, and then the firework display.
I mean, that is a solid list of stuff right
there. That's a good day's lineup of events.
Any day that starts with pancakes and ends with fireworks, that's
tough
a good day.
Beat.
That's a good day in my book.
And you could pop in at any time during the day on any of those events and have yourself some fun.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're trying to find things to do with no fireworks here in Missoula, there's an option for
Definitely,
you.
Definitely, yeah.
Speaking of 4th of July, I was just reading this morning. The highlight of 4th of July. Yeah, you got your fireworks.
Sure.
I mean, then there's the nation's independence.
All that stuff, yeah, sure.
But it probably all falls under the Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
It's,
right?
Everybody gathers around their TVs in anticipation for the hot dog eating contest.
It's pretty amazing that it is on TV. Just the fact that it's like a huge televised event on ESPN now, which just cracks me up.
Yeah, there are sports commentators and everything. It's a whole deal.
It's pretty funny. If you actually just watch it and you can kind of sit back and think about it, I'm watching like sports guys do play-by-play for guys eating hot dogs. It's actually pretty funny. Joey Chestnut, who rules the world when it comes to competitive eating.
Is the best in the world.
He's going to be doing it. Here you go. This is the question that we all ask ourselves. Is a hot dog a sandwich? They asked Joey Chestnut. I mean, if you're going to find an answer to the question.
If anyone would know, I feel like it would be him, right?
Here's what he said. No, it's separate. If you consider a hot dog a sandwich, then you have to consider other things like a burrito a sandwich. Or just anything wrapped in a bun. It's not really sliced bread. It's encased meat. So there you go. It's official. We can put the question and the argument to rest.
Joey Chestnut says hot dogs are not a sandwich.
The king of hot dogs has spoken. So anyway, I'll probably be spending a couple minutes of my 4th of July watching the hot dog eating contest.
I feel like we got it, yeah.
It's just so great. It's like, here we go, and then as soon as it starts, it's just like, oh, geez.
This is the grossest. Gross. Why are we watching this? Yes.
Oh, look at him cramming. And then it's as they get deeper and deeper, you watch him stick a hot dog in there, and it's just kind of like, oh, God, what am I doing right now?
Right.
What are these choices I made with my life? All right. Well, I think the record's like 74 or something around
and there. And it's got to be Joey Chestnut who has it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think he set the record like the last 3 years.
I think he always like breaks his record by one or something like that. Yeah.
It's methodical.
Never overexerts himself.
Yeah, he plans it out for the appraise every year. All right. There you go. Joey Chestnut going on the 4th of July in the hot dog eating contest.
There you go.
That's not a big enough highlight for you. Make your way on over to Sealy Lake.
Yes.
Or the 4th of the Fort.
Yeah, there's a lot of events going on there. No hot dog eating contest yet, but you could always start your own.
There you go. All right. Details with the events for the 4th, KISSFM.com and your KISS FM mobile app.
94.9 KISS FM. What they tweet, what they do, it's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60, and Ashley McBride announced yesterday on Facebook that she's taking a break from the road. It sounds like she's just completely shutting it down for personal reasons. She says she will not be performing for a few weeks. They're going to share more details regarding when she'll be back on the road as soon as they become available, but she wants people to know that she loves you all, misses you, and will be back stronger than ever. Which not a complete surprise. She actually canceled her appearances at Rib Fest in Illinois recently and Old Settlers Day Festival also in Illinois. And Dierks Bentley announced that L. King will be taking her place in the Beers on Me tour for a few dates until she comes back.
Interesting. They don't give any word of what it would be?
No details on exactly what the reason is, but it sounds like she'll be back on the tour for the July 14th show in South Carolina, so her show in Missoula should still be happening later this year.
All right, story that says Garth Brooks will release Anthology 2 the next 5 years. Every couple of years, Garth is like, how can I make a few million? This is going to be a 6-CD set featuring his biggest hits, and they're throwing in some unreleased tracks.
Interesting.
Along with a 300-page picture book. Garth says it's like a music box set with killer liner notes. A lot of cool stories in it, he says. I don't know why you got to include the biggest hits.
Yeah, well,
it's been repackaged so many times from Garth.
Yeah, wouldn't Anthology 1 already have the biggest hits? Wouldn't these be like the second biggest hits?
Well, those were the first 5 years. These are the next 5 years.
Yes, yes, of course. Yeah, but
it's like, just give us the unreleased stuff. We don't need another...
Right, just put out like an album of B-sides. That'd be cool. Like that'd be nice.
Yeah.
There's been some imposter profiles on social media that are claiming to be Toby Keith. Toby Keith's Twitter account posted this out there saying, "We are aware of the many imposter profiles claiming to be Toby on social media, but it's come to our attention that some of these are now posting falsified updates regarding Toby's health. We are working to get these removed. Any updates will come directly from Toby's verified social media page. And as a reminder, Toby will never personally contact you or request money, and you should report any accounts claiming otherwise."
I see a couple different artists actually this week
kind of posting
the same thing, saying, "Hey, we wouldn't be contacting you." I just can't see getting a message from Toby Keith,
right,
or Brad Paisley, or somebody going like, "Hey, you got a few bucks I can borrow?" Sure, yeah. Charlie Daniels' friends and family—they're getting a little upset from acts of vandalism and theft at his gravesite in Tennessee. So had a social media post that said apparently a dogwood tree sapling was stolen along with the watering bag that kept it alive, and then someone had glued a military ID to the marble edge of the grave marker. So police say they're going to increase patrols near the grave. Video surveillance is going to be installed, which not totally crazy. Fans have been leaving a bunch of items since Charlie passed.
Sure, that makes sense.
Different baseball hats and coins, painted rocks, stuffed animals and stuff. But the family put out a statement saying, "Hey, we welcome anybody leaving items. But what we don't want is you taking trees that we planted with with permission of the cemetery.
Right.
And doing things like gluing stuff to the gravesite."
Yeah, that's fair.
Who does that? Who goes to a gravesite to leave stuff? It's like, "Oh, let me just glue it on the edge."
Right, that's a weird
so
one.
So the wind doesn't blow it away. Or, no, I guess I don't want anybody to like maybe take it and walk off, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even do it? What are you gluing it with?
I guess glue.
Your hot glue
bringing the glue gun out there to the gravesite.
Bringing your hot glue gun to make it stick?
Jeez. Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's a weird one.
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60. 94.9 KISS FM.
94.9 KISS FM. Smith & Nelson doing it for the morning. You can listen live with your KISS FM mobile app plus Smith & Nelson on demand there. Weather for the day, yeah, we'll see some sunshine, but a little bit cooler than we had here the last couple days. Temperatures today in the upper 70s, tomorrow low 80s, and then as we get into the weekend, Friday and Saturday, temperatures in the upper 80s. Weather for the morning brought to us by the Advocates Injury Attorney.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorney. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444. From MontanaAdvocates.com.
Speaking of the day here, upper 70s, sunshine. These are the days that make you go, "Ah, this is why we love Missoula."
Yes, absolutely. Cooled down a little bit since the last couple of days.
But you can get outside and do some activities. Just becomes such the outdoor town. Love it. Saw this video yesterday that somebody posted. This was just kind of random. Just kind of in the travels online yesterday.
Right.
Came across this video. It was called 10 Reasons Why People Love Missoula, Montana. And then I looked at it, and the video was like published yesterday morning. Like,
oh wow!
Like 30 people had viewed the video. I mean, it was so new. It only been out for like an hour.
Okay, cool.
A couple hours. But I thought, oh well, let's see what's on the list. And I figured, oh, okay, I could probably guess a couple things on the list.
Sure, yeah.
The M Trail is going to be on there.
Yeah, you know, some of us haven't had the best experiences on the M Trail, but I get it being on the list.
Yeah, I guess my mind didn't go there. But I can see where yours would from the fall you took.
From when I smashed up my face on the M Trail.
I wasn't thinking that way, but yeah, that makes sense. I thought, you know, oh, the M Trail, enough. Fish in the river will be in there.
Sure.
Like Big Dipper, you got to go to Big Dipper, right? Like I thought, okay, this is kind of be the same old. But I thought, let's check it out and see what's on there. So I watched the video yesterday, and it's from this YouTuber, which I guess he was a Canadian singer-songwriter that kind of decided, man, traveling the world and becoming a foodie, and that's what I want to do. So he started just kind of traveling around and just, you know, seeing the sights. So he's been to over 50 countries, and I'm not sure exactly if he actually came to Missoula to experience
or if he just like on the list. Researched Missoula and posted a video together.
Exactly, because so I saw like his bio and everything, you know, been to over 50 countries and, you know, world traveler. But then anything that was in the video seemed like it was all just like a stock footage photo or something.
Okay.
There's no pictures of him on the M-Trail or doing the things. So I was thinking,
interesting.
Did Mr. World Traveler here actually come to town, or is this just kind of a...
trying to pull the wool over everybody's eyes here.
Or just a generic video. But these are some things that were on the list, which I think a lot of these, you know, if someone said, hey, sit down, write 10 things, it would be, you know, cool to see somebody coming to Missoula.
Right.
Probably, I'd say most of these would maybe be on there. Clark Fork Riverfront Trail.
All right.
Hiking the M-Trail was on there.
There it is.
Going to the Smoke Jumper Visitor Center. Rattlesnake National Recreation Area. Fly fishing.
Okay.
Karis Park, which, I mean, it's just kind of the hub of activity.
There's of course, always yes. Something always happening. Somebody there. I mean, the Margarita Fest next weekend at, right, over Karis, yeah, Park. Yeah.
The Wilma. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. And downtown / the Hip Strip.
Which, okay.
Because then you can just incorporate so many things.
I feel like that's just like encompassing, like, okay, well, everything else. Just downtown.
Everything downtown.
It's all just there.
And Snow Bowl was the last one on the list.
Okay.
So as I worked my way through, I went, oh, okay, yeah, it's kind of what you would expect.
Yeah, pretty decent list.
Although I thought Big Dipper would be on there, but it wasn't. But I guess,
well, if you include like it in the downtown area.
You'd suck that in there.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
But then I thought, what else would be on that list? I was thinking, man, you know, Grizz Games, I guess.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that seems like a big one that's missing.
Maybe like all the farmers market.
Yeah.
But yeah, so from the list, there was that, because I was thinking, oh, maybe there'd be something here like I never heard of, or
right,
some hidden gem maybe that I don't know about, but there really wasn't.
Not quite. I mean, maybe that's just a result of you having lived here for 4 years. Maybe now you've uncovered it all.
Or him not actually coming for the list.
That could also be part of it.
Haven't decided yet, but overall, I thought it was a pretty list.
Nice.
Sometimes it just takes a little reminder like that, just kind of give you that sense of, oh yeah, that's right, we live in a pretty dang cool place.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun stuff to do. All right. Well, if you want to see more of that, you can check out the video. There is some, you know, some cool pictures and some fun facts that are associated with all the different things on the list.
But, oh, nice.
But like I said, I don't see any pictures of him actually doing any of this stuff. So I don't know that he was here to do
but
it.
But it's a well-researched video nonetheless.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know. Anything else jump out at you? Something that, you know, definitely should be on that list? You can message us with your Kiss FM mobile app, and that is where you'll find the story and the video as well.
49 Kiss FM. 49 Kiss FM, Smith and Nelson, with what's newsy and noteworthy.
Yes, it is what's newsy and noteworthy for your morning, and a new report is claiming that Bed Bath & Beyond has been turning off the air conditioning in their stores to cut costs, which seems like a pretty overly desperate move, if that's true. But they're supposedly doing it to make up for kind of slumping sales. Seems like they're kind of in trouble. Analysts say they had some store visits. They witnessed a drastic reduction in employees, scaled back utilities, tighter store hours, canceled remodeling projects, store closings maybe next. For what it's worth, Bed Bath & Beyond is saying that they're not adjusting the air conditioning. There's no corporate policy changes in regards to utility usage, so we'll see what happens, I guess, with that.
If it's not true, it's just amazing how that even becomes a rumor.
Right, yeah.
So, like, that's the world we live in. Somebody's hot inside the Bed Bath & Beyond.
I guess that's
it's
true.
Like, whew, they're not using the AC in here, and then it becomes, yeah, a thing. Police in California recently evacuated a neighborhood after they found 1,700 pounds of illegal fireworks stashed in the home.
Wow.
So police are doing they were executing a search warrant for something totally different when they found just a ton of fireworks. Bomb squad was called in, safely removed them all. They were taken to a secure location. It says the amount of fireworks that there were could have blown up an entire city block.
Oh, jeez.
Not sure exactly what one person needs all of that for in their house, but that's what they found.
That's intense. Airbnb put this into place during the pandemic. There was a temporary ban on parties in 2020 because people were throwing parties and spreading COVID. Turns out Airbnb hosts really like the policy of not having parties, so do their neighbors. So Airbnb is making that a permanent fixture. Reports of unapproved parties have dropped 44% year over year since they set up temporary ban. Had a lot fewer noise complaints. So if you try to throw a party, you could get blocked from the app for Airbnb now.
Yeah. Gosh, if you're renting out your place for Airbnb, it's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
People coming with no attachment to the place.
Just big ragers going on. Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight with a story. It says Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano are back, returning for the Who's the Boss sequel series.
Who's the Bossier?
Show's going to follow Alyssa's character as she navigates life as a single mother in her original home. It's going to air on Amazon's Freevee.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with Freevee.
I want to say it was like, I think it used to be IMDb Pro, which was like a free streaming service that IMDb tried to do that didn't take off, and then Amazon might have bought it. Or it's a weird one.
I mean, they have Amazon Prime Video.
Why not just put it there? Yeah, that would get more eyes on
maybe
it.
Maybe put
sure.
it on the one that people have heard of.
Yeah, the plot sounds very similar to Fuller House, by the way. Just throwing that out there, too.
Exactly.
It's the same
very
thing.
True. Very true.
Kiss was playing in Austria recently, in Vienna, Austria. And at the end of the show, a message went up on their big screen saying, "Kiss loves you, Vienna." And inside the Kiss logo, there was supposed to be imagery from the Austrian flag. Somebody got their countries mixed up. They actually put the Australian flag on there, which, you know, it's just an extra couple of letters. You know, I can see why you might make the mistake. But
it's the Dumb and Dumber joke.
Yes. The movie. Yeah, that is from Dumb and Dumber also.
Except, another shrimp on the barbie.
Except
right?
Now, yeah, now Kiss is actually falling for it.
Kiss is a Dumb and Dumber joke come to life. All right, final one. It says, you got 4th of July coming up on Monday. Maybe barbecuing, maybe doing up some dogs.
Sure.
Here you go. Pair this with your hot dogs. In Texas, a brewing company is selling a hot dog flavored seltzer called Bun Length. The brewery cooked up a large batch of hot dogs and used the hot dog water to create the new seltzer with an alcohol by volume of 5.2%.
Okay.
And a nasty by volume of 100%.
There's the seltzer for everything now, I guess. That's pretty rough.
That's hot dog flavor. Oh, jeez. Gross. There you go. Newsy and noteworthy.
Always streaming live with your free Kiss FM app and powered by Carl Tyler Chevrolet, Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
Nothing. Kenny Chesney, 94.9 Kiss FM. Kenny in Montana, coming up a week from Saturday.
Yeah, hard to believe, but it's actually happening.
Next Saturday over in Bozeman. More with the concert page, Kiss FM mobile app. All right, 4th of July coming up on Monday. Talking about that a little bit earlier this morning with kind of some things you can do for entertainment. How about trying to avoid injuries on the 4th?
Yeah, I mean,
they're on the rise.
They are on the rise. I mean, you know, you always hear about, you know, stuff that happens on the 4th of July that you're just like, ah, man, guys, you got to be more careful about this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's never fun. It's never fun to see the stories that are coming out on the 5th of July.
Yeah, exactly.
People, you know, in the hospital, losing fingers, things that went wrong.
Yes. There's kind of like a study that was kind of put out there. About some of the top injuries that are on the rise over the last few years of the 4th of July. Over the last 10 years, since 2012, firework injuries are up 32%.
Sheesh.
Which
seems like a big number.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you would think over the years they would eventually make fireworks like safer to use, right? Like,
or people would get smarter.
Or people would get smarter about it or whatever it was.
You think people would see other people's injuries and then get smarter?
You would think that was the case.
You would think it'd be shooting up so high in such that short period.
Yeah, I think, and it's mostly, I mean, kids that are having the issues here. I mean, parents don't keep close enough eye on their kids with fireworks. So the most at-risk group is teens between 15 and 19.
That's makes sense because that's kind of the age where you, you know, you think fireworks are the coolest. You
wanna, right.
You want to blow stuff up. You maybe want to do things with fireworks you shouldn't be doing
exactly.
with fireworks.
Exactly. So you're messing around with it. You're not being super careful. And then, you know, injuries happen. Last year, 1 in 8 injuries caused by fireworks were in that age group.
In that teenage group, huh?
Yeah, definitely. So, be careful with fireworks if you're going to be messing around on the 4th of July.
Hang on, let me write that down.
Yeah.
Be careful with fireworks. Okay, got it.
Something that seems self-explanatory, but I think people may need the reminder to do that because they're up 32%
sure,
in the last
yes,
10 years.
Naturally, yes.
So firework injuries is the big one. Also, grilling injuries are up 18% over the last 10 years, too. With little kids actually the most likely to get burned on the grill. 1 in 5 patients showing up to the ER with a grill-related injury are under the age of 10.
Wow. So, it's, just getting too close to it or touching
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, hot surface, kids maybe don't realize that. That's actually what my mom, when she was like 4 or 5, and she's told this story to me before, she has like these burns on her hand because she like, ugh. I guess, crawled into like the oven while it was on. And, you know, obviously, like, got out right away because her hand was burning. But,
still has
like, you know, marks on her hands to this day as a result. So, yes, it's no laughing matter. Grilling injuries up 18% in the last decade.
Wow, that's a crazy story.
Yeah, be careful with all that kind of stuff. And then finally, heat-related deaths. And this is actually just in the last 3 years. They're up 56% in the last 3 years. So deaths related to heat on the 4th of July People at the highest risk of heat stroke, babies, young kids, seniors 85 years and older.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, everything's getting hotter, and especially, you know, with temperatures in the 90s and above, that really causes some difficulty out there. So
again, just seems like a big number, though.
Yeah, it really does. But, yeah, so the important thing is try to keep cool as much as possible. Shady area, sunscreen, water, all very important things. For the 4th of July. So, yeah, fireworks injuries, grill injuries, heat-related stuff.
So if you're looking to have a safe 4th of July, stay indoors, don't do anything with fireworks, and don't have an enjoyable barbecue.
Just hang out, watch Independence Day on TV. It'll be exactly the same.
Or let other people put on the entertainment for you. So if you go to our website or mobile app, find the details with the Sealy Lake festivities for the 4th of July and 4th at the Fort here in town.
Yes.
All right, learn more with your Kiss FM mobile app.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning, brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster. Smith and Nelson's Odds and Ends on 94.9 Kiss FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. A 4th of July poll asked Americans history questions, and it's one of those things where you hear that and you're like, well, a bunch of people are going to get like really easy questions wrong, aren't they? And that was the case, actually.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they asked people, who was the first president of the United States? 13%, or roughly 1 in 8 people, did not know the answer that it was George Washington.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. That's not great. 6% said Abe Lincoln, 16th president. 4% said John Adams, second president.
Well, at least they're close there,
yeah,
Adams.
3% said Jefferson, the third president. But yeah, not quite.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Idaho family found the roof of their house gone after an error from a contractor that they, oh yeah, by the way, never hired.
Oh, geez.
Woman told the local station about the story. Her daughter came home from school. This is back at the start of June. Saw people removing the roof of their house. And now the building has been roofless and covered in a tarp for over 3 weeks. Turns out the contractor had gone to the wrong address for a roof removal job. The only explanation they left behind, there was a letter from the contractor that they wrote out and said, due to some miscommunication, I was given the wrong address to do some roof work. They left that and bailed.
Man.
They're still trying to, find out a solution.
Yeah, that's crazy. An Instagram live chat between Alec Baldwin and Woody Allen yesterday. Woody Allen said he might retire from filmmaking after his next movie, to which a lot of people said Woody Allen was still right, making movies. Yeah, he said, a lot of the thrill is gone because it doesn't have the whole cinema effect. When I started, you would do a film, it would go to movie houses all over the country, people would come. Now it goes, you know, straight to streaming or to pay-per-view, just not as enjoyable to me. So, yeah, I mean, he has made, like, a bunch of movies in the last few years, just nothing that anybody noticed, I think.
You just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Could this be the fireworks of the future? There's a city in California. They plan to shoot off multicolored drones instead of fireworks for the 4th of July celebration.
Okay.
They say the drones are more friendly for the environment. This is the quote. It says, celebrating the birth of our nation is a long-held tradition, one we consider with great pride. Our collective view is the time is now to move away from throwing little objects into the sky and adopting a new responsible way to celebrate the important holiday.
Interesting.
I guess the drones go up. I guess you can kind of make them change colors and
do the things.
Different displays, I guess.
You know, we got no fireworks in Missoula this year, so this seems like an upgrade.
Take some drones.
Exactly, yeah. The all-girl K-pop group Blackpink is now the most followed artist on YouTube. They just hit a record of 75 million subscribers, which actually they're blowing everybody else out of the water. Justin Bieber's number 2 with 69 million subscribers. They're 6 million ahead of him. Third is BTS with 68 million. And they hold other YouTube records too. Like they're the first to reach 1 billion views for their one of their videos. They're also the biggest video debut for one of their other videos, which had 86 million views in its first day. So yeah, I have basically never heard of them.
All right, you make me feel better, because I was just gonna say, I guess I'm officially hitting the point where I'm out of the loop. I don't know who it is.
I think this is more of a global sensation than it is like necessarily one that's happening here in America. Okay. Or maybe it's with the kids of today. Who knows?
All right, I feel a little better though, at least. Some stuff that happened on this date. This date, 1975, Steve Wozniak tested the first prototype of the Apple I computer. That's kind of crazy. This date in the year 2000, I'd never heard this story. The casket holding Leonard Skinner lead singer Ronnie Van Zant stolen from the mausoleum in Jacksonville, Florida, but then left after vandals were unable to open it.
What?
And it says the ashes of Steve Gaines, the guitarist who died in the same plane crash that killed Van Zant, were spilled from his urn, which was also stolen.
Oh, man.
I'd never heard that story.
That's crazy.
What are they doing if they get the casket open? Right. I wonder.
Yeah.
Going back just a moment ago, where I said 1975, the first prototype of the Apple computer. You fast forward to the year 2007 on this date, and the first Apple iPhones went on sale.
Oh wow!
So I would guess they probably lined that up.
Yeah.
Right? I mean that's just too much dumb luck to be the same
right,
day.
Right. Exactly. It's a big day for Apple.
But there you go. First iPhones went on sale this date in 2007. Those are your odds and ends for the morning with Kiss.
Studio. We are Montana's country leader, 94.9 Kiss FM.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM, Smith and Nelson. We go commercial-free for the workday. That kicks off coming up at 9:30.
9:30 all the way until 10:20 for 50 straight minutes.
All right, let's do some good news for the morning.
Yes, some good news stories, and I know you love when we throw in lottery ticket stories that they're throwing in here.
The dumb luck ones.
Exactly. Dad in Canada just came forward after hitting the lottery with a ticket that he got for Father's Day. His daughter bought him a card and put a Set for Life ticket inside it. He hit the jackpot of $1,000 a week for life.
Wow.
But he actually took the lump sum instead of $675,000 in Canadian, which U.S. dollars, that's just over $500,000.
That one I like because it came from a card, Father's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's always the ones where it's, you know, oh, I was buying some gum and... person at the counter was like, oh, hey, that looks like a cool color of ticket. Okay, I'll take one. Hey,
right.
I won $5 million.
There you go. Yeah, no, this at least was a gift. And yeah, it's a good gift.
I just want some of that luck.
Yes, absolutely. 74-year-old guy with severe Alzheimer's is in the news because he comes to life when his family puts on music. Some video kind of going viral of that. His favorite is Elvis.
Oh, cool.
He's just getting into Elvis Presley music and kind of comes back to like who he was as a person and all that kind of stuff, which is very cool.
Yeah, take him to see the new movie.
There you go. I mean, that one like remixes a lot of the Elvis stuff. I don't know how much he'll react to that.
No, there's a lot of true stuff.
Okay,
I mean,
fair enough.
With the actual performances,
I mean, right?
Like soundtrack wise, background stuff. Yeah, they do some remixes and stuff.
Popular TV host in Ukraine managed to crowdfund $20 million. To buy more military drones to fight Russia.
Wow.
But then the company that makes the drones actually heard about it, gave them three drones for free. Just kind of gave them three free drones, then told them, hey, use the money to help the people of Ukraine instead.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's great. Yeah, you got the free drones and you got to use that money for something else. That's awesome.
I mean, kind of fighting a war. Right.
Right.
Three drones. Is that a big thing?
Oh, they're military drones, so I think they're bigger than your average kind of thing.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but
three of them.
A woman named Melissa Hutchinson lives in Cincinnati, has a 5-year-old son named Keegan. He's autistic and nonverbal, but a video she posted on TikTok has been going viral after she got him to say the word more, which is great because you can tell how happy she is. They both kind of just laugh every time he says it, and she describes it as the moment that he found his voice. So that's been going around online, too.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah.
Love that.
There you go, and those are your good news stories for the day.
94.9 KISS FM. You know, newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full-service sign and custom vehicle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block of South Avenue West.
When we stumble upon information here during the course of the morning, kind of set it to the side and go, ooh, maybe not everybody knows about that. We'll use
exactly.
that for the nugget later.
Yeah, that's sort of the idea behind the nugget. And did you know that only 12 people have ever walked on the moon?
That's the number, huh?
That's the number for total. 12 people have ever walked on the moon. Of those 12, only 4 of them are still alive.
Wow.
There are still 4 people out there alive who have walked on the moon. The youngest of those 4 people is now 86
wow.
years old.
That's a pretty cool club, though.
That's a great club to be in. I think it also means that, yeah, maybe we should send some more people up to the moon just to pump those numbers up a little bit.
Man.
You know, it's been a while. It's clearly been a long time since we've done it.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope they all have jackets or something. some sort of a cool
The Moon
Club.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, the Moonwalkers. There you go. Need to or not, now you know.
Montana's biggest country music party is coming. Headwaters Country Jam returns to Three Forks August 18th through 20th. Chris Jansen, Lee Bryce, Hardy, Craig Morgan, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and more. Get your festival and camping tickets before the July 1st price increase. Get Headwater Country Jam info and enter to win 3-day passes right now through the KISS FM mobile app.